Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. The stakes are high for Illinois taxpayers to the tune of $134 billion. We're referring to Illinois' system for paying public employee pensions. It's a problem that's been boiling up for nearly a half century, worthy of nearly a year's worth of reporting at Crane Chicago Business on how to deal with the problem and perhaps how to defuse what's being called a pension bomb. Joining us this morning is Jim Kirk, publisher and executive editor at Crane Chicago Business, to talk a little bit more about the reporting and some of the solutions already put forward. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the program.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
I've sort of laid out the stakes there. It's very expensive. Lots of money's involved. And for unbelievably 50 years, we've really done nothing to fix this problem in Illinois, have we?
No, and that's the issue. You know, we've seen this kind of play out like a slow moving car wreck where you're just kind of watching and. I think day to day, as people go about their lives, their busy lives, and work and play, it's hard to see it. You know, it's not like it's an issue that's hitting you in the face on a daily basis, but it is this, as we kind of laid out, at this ticking time bomb, and we are setting out as part of this year long program to tackle some of these sort of bigger intractable issues. Just raise the dialogue on really how this can affect people, not only the pension issue, but other, you know, affordable housing, other issues that really have to be addressed on kind of a major scale in order to keep people. You know, this is a great, vibrant city, great state, but you know, we want, you know, everybody wants everybody to stay, and these issues need to be fixed for the long term health of the state and the city.
You know, as the coverage kicked off the Crane's Forum, the idea that there's a bomb that's ticking, and there's a graphic there on one of the pages of a red background with this bomb ticking, it really makes us think, okay, this is a problem that we've been dealing with, but the bomb really hasn't gone off yet, has it?
No, and I think, I do think when you see it play out in small bits and pieces, and you know, Amazon looking to obviously locate its second headquarters somewhere, and obviously they took a year-long look, and Chicago was up there. We were able to offer a lot for a big company like that to come in Illinois. But I think the issue, like the underfunded pension liability, the fact that we didn't have a budget for a couple of years, those issues make companies very, very nervous about locating here. The worst thing that could happen in a situation like that is uncertainty. And when there's too much uncertainty about the future, you're going to make companies and even workers at some point nervous about sticking around.
The coverage so far has already kind of talked about a little of perhaps the solutions. There are some seven ideas to perhaps stop kicking the can down the road. Talk to us a little bit about some of the reporting here and some of the ideas. I mean, it makes us, at least after I've read some of it, it makes me a little hopeful that there are solutions.
Yeah, I think, you know, the goal of the forum and all these issues is to really not only do, you know, rely on our terrific reporting, but to get some outside additional journalism resources to kind of dig a little deeper and see where there might be paths. You know, I think, you know, we did a story as part of this package on, you know, what the story, you know, what's happened in Rhode Island and Arizona, two states that tackled this issue head on, found a path and found some solutions. There was heartache and a little pain on both sides, on a lot of sides, actually, when it came to Arizona. And those don't necessarily can apply to Illinois, but at least what we wanted to show is that there are paths. We don't want to come into these issues saying that there is no hope. There is, but they're going to have to be a lot of discussion and, you know, in front of being able to come to a solution. And part of this was also, you know, we opened up our pages to a number of outside voices, excuse me, you know, experts who have kind of dug deep and looked at these issues. What we're finding in this is that, you know, there are plenty of people who have brought forth terrific ideas about how to get there and what, you know, on both sides, whether you are dependent on a pension and you don't want to see your benefits decline, feel like you really understand the issue and have a path. The problem is there really has not been a place for all of those ideas to come together, and that's really the goal here, is to raise that conversation. We're going to make sure that every legislator in the state of Illinois has these issues when we print once a month. Our content is free online as part of this package so that everybody has a chance to see it. We really want to raise the dialogue and get people talking about them.
Yeah, you mentioned the Arizona and Rhode Island. Arizona is an interesting case. They, if I'm not mistaken, there was an amendment there that changed how the pensions are dealt with for some public employees there. People have been talking about that here in Illinois as being perhaps one of the solves to this. They made some hard decisions in Arizona, didn't they?
They did, very much so. And again, you know, it would take an amendment, obviously, in Illinois to change the benefits. But I think beforehand there had been some work. You know, the makeup of Arizona is much different than Illinois. So in some cases, it was easier for legislators to, you know, push through a major amendment and change there. You know, I think you're seeing a little bit with a new governor being willing, at least, to look at opening up the, you know, you know, putting forth on the ballot a major change in sort of like the graduated tax, which might help a little bit, but it's really going to take some, again, I think some really tough discussions beforehand and getting everybody on the same page in order for things to change.
Yeah, I think there's, too, a lot of noise throughout the state, and I know even here in some neighborhoods, if I have the conversation with people, I don't think folks realize how bad it is, and one of the things right front and center in the reporting in Cranes is, have we paid more to service Illinois pension debt this past year than we did on education? Things like that coming out in the reporting, I think, will open people's eyes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope, you know, and we did cross that line very recently, and what we were trying to do is, you know, kind of lay that out over the, you know, a series of years of how much we've been putting toward pension, and all of a sudden, you know, you see very dramatically that you're actually paying more to service that debt than you are for things like education, and I think it really kind of makes a statement that we have to fix this thing.
Is it a good sign that we have a new mayor, a new governor? Will either of these people who have taken over these jobs, do they have potentially the keys to solving some of this?
Yeah, and I think the big key is for the mayor and the governor to be on the same page. You know, I think you know, Mayor Rahm Emanuel tried to address this issue head on, and you know, we were in a period of stasis and roadblocking, and with the governor down in Springfield, and so there wasn't enough done, at least on the at the city level, to fix the problem fully. And it's not, but it wasn't for a lack of trying. I think you know, the hope here is that if we, as collectively as a city, can kind of raise the issue pretty significantly, that both the new mayor and new governor will start attacking these issues head on.
So, Jim, again, the coverage is of Cranes Forum, and it's going to be for the next 12 months. You said it will new reporting will appear every month then in Cranes.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to attack other issues as well, you know, and everything from the gun violence problem that plagues the state to, you know, to affordable housing, you know, education funding, taxation issues. All those will go in depth and really try to, and again, open up our pages to outside voices and potential solutions in some cases. And then we'll keep adding to every topic every month. So we're not going to stop with pensions. We'll just keep adding to that with fresh content as we go along here.
Well, great. We look forward to reading it, and we appreciate you being on this morning to share some of it with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Jim Kirk, publisher and executive editor at Crane Chicago Business. Again, the Crane's Forum can be found at chicagobusiness.com.